Today, my tip is about how to leverage a bad review.
Join me on Fabulous Writing Tips.
Hi, I'm Patricia Simpson, author of Paranormal and Romantic Suspense. As a longtime author, I've received plenty of reviews over the years, some of them good, some of them bad, some of them real head scratchers. Many of my writer friends say they don't even look at reviews because they don't mean anything. They're just personal opinions about what a reader likes or dislikes. You can't please everyone, and there's always going to be haters. So why bother reading the comments at all? The book is out there. It's done. End of story. Literally. Not in my case. Call me a masochist, but I read reviews of my novels, especially the ones with low ratings. When I read a bad review, I don't just say, "That's ridiculous," and move on. Well, sometimes I do. I try to understand that review, no matter how much it makes me scratch my head or swear I'll never write another word. The person took the time to read and comment on my book, and their reaction deserves consideration. What is the reader trying to say in a bad review? Is there an underlying issue that needs to be addressed? How do I leverage the comment to improve the next book I write or even change a current book? Here are some head-scratcher reviews I've received, my initial reactions, and how I chose to leverage the comments. Here's a comment. "I would have rated this book a lot higher, but the author left too many things unexplained at the end." My rebuttal was, "Really? You couldn't put two and two together?" And then I thought back, you know, I sat back and really thought about it. Because a writer walks a fine line of not enough information or too much information. And too many details can really slow the pace of a book, especially at the end. In Spellbound, I underestimated how much a reader might want to have the background details explained to them. So how did I leverage this comment? I went back and added more to the ending to make it clearer for readers who like things wrapped up and neat little bows. I kept it brief, but now it's a better book that will not frustrate readers like that. Here's another comment. "I don't like books about the paranormal." "Why did you read and review it then?" LOL. After my initial outburst, I considered the comment for what it was actually saying. Did the reader not know what kind of book it was? Did the cover or the book description fail to mention there was a vampire in the story? How did I leverage this comment? In books where I am able to direct the cover and book description, which is not always the case for authors, I now make sure it's obvious the book contains paranormal elements. I don't want people wasting their time and money on a book they won't enjoy. Life is too short for both of us, the writer and the reader. Here's another comment. "I didn't like the law enforcement officer." Well, you weren't supposed to. This character will grow throughout the series until he redeems himself. I'm not sure why readers rate a book by this criterion. Still, however, I looked at this comment because a couple reviewers mentioned the same thing. I considered why the person might have made this comment. Was the character too cardboard? Too over the top? I didn't change him, though. I might have if the reader had provided constructive criticism about why they didn't like him. But again, he was designed to be unlikable. And the last comment is, "Because of the personal twist at the ending, I don't wish to read the rest of the series." Whoa, to be honest, I never expected that kind of comment. In Dead Man's Wine, one of my recent books, my heroine announced an unplanned pregnancy at the end of the book. I did this purely for dramatic purposes, thinking readers would worry about her and want to know what happens in the second book. I had no intention of making my detective a single parent. But the reviewer didn't know this, and she dinged me. And she probably won't even pick up the second book. I had no idea surprise pregnancy and single parenthood was such a divisive issue. So what did I do about that comment to leverage it? I actually went back and changed the text while the book was still in pre-order. I also had to change the audio track. It was a lot of work, but there is no way I want to alienate a reader for an issue that won't be carried through the rest of the series. Now the book will appeal to a wider audience, and I thank that reviewer for a constructive criticism. That's the stuff that writers really appreciate. In summary, no review is a bad review. Yes, a nasty comment can be disheartening. And yes, a lack of stars can destroy your sales. But there is nothing a writer can do about it, except leverage those bad reviews to improve their books. Because a writer keeps writing, right? You've been listening to Fabulous Writing Tips. Happy writing, happy reading, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Oh, thank you.